All right. Welcome to our Harvest Valor Men's podcast. This is Pastor Mike Jonker here, and I hope you had a great Passion Weekend and a great Resurrection Sunday. You know, we had 19,000 people at church over Easter weekend. Isn't that incredible? And so we're celebrating that. But we also had close to 200 professions of faith, people who put their faith in Christ at the preaching of the gospel. So we're celebrating that. And it's really amazing to celebrate Easter and the Passion Weekend and just remembering Christ's crucifixion and his death and his resurrection. And it's important for us to remember and know that Easter changed everything. It made everlasting life possible. And without the resurrection, Jesus would still be dead, laying in that tomb. He's not. The manger is empty. The cross is empty. And Jesus, and so is the tomb. The tomb is empty, and Jesus is alive. And Easter is a day for us to say, we know something better. You know, that Jesus loves you, and he died for our sin, and for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And if you believe in him, you'll have eternal life and abundant life. So we're starting a new series in the epistle, the letter, the book of Galatians. But I want to ask you a question. Have you ever felt the need to get a message out urgently? Something has happened and you have to just let somebody know. If you're a first responder or you served in the military, you know how important urgent communication is. You know, if you're a surfer and you see a big set wave out on the horizon, you might urgently let your bros know, outside, paddle out. You know, this letter to the Church of Galatia was written by the Apostle Paul with a sense of urgency. Paul had established the churches in the area of Galatia. It records this for us in Acts 13 and 14, how Paul and Barnabas had been meeting at the church in Antioch, which was in Syria. And it says that while they were ministering there and praying, the Holy Spirit said to them, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." And it says that they prayed for them, and then they sent them on their way. And Paul and Barnabas, they went on really a missionary campaign through Asia Minor, ultimately to Greece and many of the islands like Cyprus and others. And they would go into the synagogues in these areas, and they would preach Jesus to the people in that area, both Jews and Gentiles, and people were getting saved. And Paul was definitely the original crusade evangelist. Some of us are familiar with Billy Graham and his hundreds of crusades all over the world. I actually had the opportunity to serve at a couple of those crusades, one right here at Angel Stadium back in, I think it was 84 or 85, you know, and so it was amazing to be a part of that. But Paul was the original who would go out to these cities and he would preach Jesus and people were getting saved. And of course, we know that our own pastor, Greg, has picked up the torch and has done many crusades himself. And we've all been a part of that. But Paul was the very first. And Paul would go into these cities of the area of Galatia, which is modern day Turkey, really. And he would preach in cities like Pisidian and Antioch and Lystra, Iconium, Derbe, and some others. And it was really exciting because both Jews and Gentiles were putting their faith in Jesus Christ. I encourage you guys to read Acts chapter 13 and Acts chapter 14. And even in chapter 13 of Acts, read Paul's message, because his message was Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he would preach Jesus in the synagogues. And sometimes it was received and sometimes it wasn't. But and you can read about that all in Acts. But let's fast forward. Paul had gone on the missionary journey. He had gone to these areas of Galatia, and now Paul was either at home base in Antioch of Syria or possibly in Corinth, which would have been west, you know, really across the Aegean Sea, and he gets in Greece, and he gets word that there are false teachers entering into the church in Galatia, and they're preaching another gospel, and they're confusing people, even leading some away from the faith. So Paul writes this letter to set the record straight, and there's an urgency to it. And so let's read the first verse of Galatia where Paul writes, "Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who were with me. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." In these first couple of verses, Paul does two things in the opening. He lets them know that he was more than just a traveling preacher, but he was an apostle. You know, Paul had seen Jesus on the road to Damascus, and he had been converted and commissioned by Jesus himself to go and tell others about Jesus. And Paul was a leader in the church. You know, Paul obviously was a Pharisee before coming to Christ, so he knew the Old Testament. He knew Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges. He knew the prophets, all the prophets, Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah. He was a student of God's word, but he had met Jesus and been converted and now understood what the Bible says, that in the volume of the book it is written of me. And you know, when that statement was made, there was only the Old Testament. In the volume of the book, it is written of Jesus. And Paul knew that Jesus was the Messiah and he was the Christ. And Paul was letting them know that he was an apostle. And so he says this, I'm an apostle, not from men, but from Jesus Christ. The second thing he does is he establishes the gospel very clearly here. He says here, grace to you and peace from God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age. Paul was letting them know that it was Jesus Christ and him crucified that delivers us from our sin. He established the gospel. You know, the gospel has to be not only declared to every generation, but it needs to be reinforced and explained to every generation. You know, many times I'm talking to people at church and I'll, you know, we'll be just having some fellowship. And sometimes people will come in for counseling. And I'll just ask them, I say, you know, you're a Christian, how long have you been a Christian? And we discuss a little bit, and I'll just ask them, you know, can you explain the gospel to me? And it's interesting how many times people can't really explain the simple gospel. And it's true because, you know, it's important for us to be able to explain the gospel because we need to know what the truth is about Jesus and him crucified. Paul reinforces it here. But he also reinforced it to some of the other churches, like the Church of Galatia or the Church of Corinth. You know, the Church of Corinth and the churches that were in Galatia had kind of different problems. And as you read the letters that Paul wrote, each one of these churches were not perfect. Yes, they were believers, but they had problems, just like our churches today. You know, there are many churches, and every church, you know, may have, you know, its own little problem, but the Church of Galatia had, the churches that were in Galatia had problems with legalism and kind of going back to the legalism and the law that was in Judaism. The Church of Corinth had a different problem. They were, well, they were more hedonistic. They were had this aura of liberty because they were saved, and Paul had to address that too. But in the 15th chapter of Corinth, Paul established the gospel to the Church of Corinth too. He said in chapter 15, verse 1, he said, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel, which I preached to you, which also you received, in which you stand, by which you also are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, and then by the 12, and after that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain in the present, but some have fallen asleep. And after that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, then last of all he was seen by me also, by one born out of due time. So Paul was establishing the gospel there as well. You know, the church that he's addressing here in Galatia were actually a number of churches. And in Galatia, these religious leaders had basically come in and they wanted to add to the gospel. It was like Jesus plus. They wanted to add to the law that basically the church had been delivered from because Christ had fulfilled the law. And these leaders were teaching the people there that they needed to start practicing the law again. Now, there were things in the law that the non-Jewish people, the Gentiles, had no idea of. So when all of a sudden they're Christians, they believe in Christ, and then someone would come to them and say, well, now you've got to start fulfilling the law. You've got to start making these sacrifices, even circumcision. You know, think about that. All the Jews, they were circumcised on the eighth day. That was part of the practice. That was part of the law. The Gentiles, you know, many of them didn't do that. So they were telling them now you have to go get circumcised. You have to fulfill the law. Now it's a big difference for a baby who's 8 days old to be circumcised than to go and ask a guy who's 18 or 28 or 38 to go get circumcised. It's like, wait a minute, I got to do that to be saved? And so it wasn't the case. And we're going to learn more about that anyways. But what Paul was telling them was, look, you guys get back to what we taught you to begin with. That the gospel, the freedom that we have in Christ is because he died for our sin and rose again on the third day. And I love the fact that in the book of Galatians, in the book of Corinth, you know, in Corinthians, and in the book of Ephesians, that God is always working to keep us on the straight and narrow, because sometimes we take our liberty for granted, and sometimes we get caught up in our own works, our own religiosity, or our own legalism. And we start kind of leaning on other people or demanding more from other people. And sometimes we see this in people of faith. But God is saying that we are saved not by what we do. We are saved because what was done for us. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He rose again on the third day. And that through faith, we have been born into God's family. You know, Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus in chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 in Ephesians. He said, it's by grace you're saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God. And, you know, salvation is a gift that we receive. And we walk in the gospel. You know, the gospel is more than just for our eternal salvation. It's for our daily lives. And when we get away from the gospel, we get away from God's truth and perfect plan for our life. We bring the gospel into every aspect of our life, you guys. We bring it into our marriage. We bring it into the way we work. We bring it into the way we worship. So the gospel has to be forefront in everything. And when there is a pressure to get us away from the truth of the gospel, we're going to err. We're going to miss out on God's best. And people aren't going to come to faith. They're going to be led astray by whatever it is. So we need to stay true to the gospel. And that's why Paul was writing this letter to the church in Galatia. And we're going to learn so much more in the weeks ahead about justification and other things, about the fruit of the Spirit. And so we're excited about this new series that we're going to be covering in Galatians. So we're going to go ahead and pray at this point. And so if you join with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for this word, Lord, that really opens our eyes to the truth and helps us stay focused on what's important, that we're saved because of what Christ has done for us, Lord. And we don't want to get, you know, legalistic. We don't want to get self-righteous. We want to just rest the liberty that we have in you. But also, Lord, we don't want to take our salvation for granted either. We want to walk with you and learn of you and be lights in this world. So, Father, help us to learn as we study the book of Galatians, minister to each and every one of us, and we just thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Thanks for joining us, and this is Pastor Mike signing off.